Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Suck.
Email the show.
TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Good morning, Colleen.
Hey, good morning. I'm happy.
You brought Bobby Lee with you.
Finally.
Funny Bone this weekend. FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see Bobby. Two shows tonight and two tomorrow. And I don't think we met Bobby. He might have met him years ago when he was just featuring me. Right. Of course, he's a headliner now for years.
I've been here for 5 minutes. You already met me.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Now, I posted a photo that Colleen shared with us last week that you guys shared on your, you and Bert Kreischer shared, of you naked in front of Bert, laying on like a bear rug at his house, obviously.
Yes.
What made you guys get naked?
Well, I wasn't threatened by him.
Okay.
Yeah, because for a white dude, he's got the smallest penis I've ever seen.
That's yeah.
And how many have you seen?
I've seen about 42,000. Literally, it was like, you know, a clitoris. And coming from an Asian guy, mine's bigger.
Yours is bigger than his.
Yeah, and I'm Asian. That's a disgrace.
Yeah, it is, because you're third on the list. It's black guys, white guys, and you guys.
Right? No. We're last on the list.
That's what I said. You're third on the list. That's last, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're not a big guy.
What?
How tall are you?
Well, I'm 5'4".
Okay.
Yeah, but if I go to Korea, I'm like Yao Ming. They think I'm very tall.
I know they were that short. So you both get naked. What was your reasoning? I loved the
photo. Well, no, he got naked first, and I go, "Can I get naked too?" Because I saw all his stuff.
Yeah.
And then he goes, "Sure." And I just laid there next to him. I have no problems with my body and sexuality.
No.
I'm not threatened at all.
No. You can check it out on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Your crotch is covered up.
And I'm shaped like a scallop.
Yep.
I don't even look human. I look like Pikachu with diabetes. You know, like mythological. You know? So, you know, I grew out this mustache. You like it?
I do.
It took me 42 years to grow.
Our producer can't grow hair at all.
Oh, really? Fat Matt Damon can't?
Nothing.
At first, I thought it was Matt Damon, but I saw his body. He's got like a E.T.'s body.
Yeah.
Skinny arms and the belly. You know what I mean?
It's fair.
You're like those.
But he doesn't look like Matt Damon. He does a lot in the face, doesn't he?
Yeah. You look great, buddy.
So,
well, that was less than convincing.
Also, we were talking about this the other day, and apparently you did on Spade the other day. Can you taste wasabi through your nuts?
No, soy sauce.
Soy sauce, excuse me.
Yeah. Well, you can do wasabi as well.
Okay.
But it burns real bad.
We
talked about the story the other day, and then somebody just told us you did on Spade the other day, so does it work?
Well, I don't even know, because he called me like last second. He goes, stick your testicles in a cup now.
Yeah, because you're heading to the show, right?
Well, I didn't even know what it was.
Oh.
Right? He just goes, do it, and put it on tape. So I ran downstairs, and I did it.
Yeah.
And then it was on TV.
Did you taste it?
Yeah.
No, they're saying you can't.
No, you can't. No, you can't. No, you can't. No, you can't.
Did it burn?
I'm alive. No, I actually, when I did it, I didn't put any sauce in it.
You didn't put any soy sauce in it?
No. It was just air.
You were faking it.
I faked it. Hollywood magic. Yeah. ILM. Yeah.
Did you have someone else shoot that, or did you just have a...
What do you mean? I know I did. I did it on my own.
Did it.
I have an iPhone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You can do those on your own now.
Yeah, but are you holding it?
I love your mullet.
Yeah. I don't have a mullet. You do.
What is that hairstyle?
It's all one length.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's delicious.
I just stuck it back behind my ears when I wear a cap.
Yeah.
You have no upper lip.
I've never noticed that.
Yeah. Well, you look in the mirror. Am I being mean? I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I'm a little guy. I was threatened. You guys are big white people. I got threatened.
We're not
so
big
sorry.
By any means. We're not white people.
But compared to me.
You're a small Asian guy.
Yeah.
So what? We expected that.
I couldn't
sleep. I've seen you. I know your work. It's funny as hell. You're a funny guy, man.
I couldn't sleep last night.
Well, what's wrong?
It was so cold. And I couldn't work the heat thing. It was like The Revenant, you know. And I was completely naked because I can't sleep with clothes on. So I was just shaking there, you know.
What about blankets, man? You're in a hotel room, right?
Oh, that's true. I should use those.
You got to crawl under the bed.
Let me write that down. Blanket?
Call the front desk.
Well, you're San Diego born and bred, but you travel. You've been in this kind of weather before, but it must suck when you come back, right?
Well, no. I mean, I grew up actually in Minnesota.
Oh, really?
So when I was 2 to 10, I lived in Minnesota. So, you know, I know how to ice skate and stuff.
You know what it's cold.
Yeah. Minneapolis or small town Minnesota?
Edina. What is that?
Yeah, that's a suburb of Minneapolis.
Wow, you know everything, huh?
I'm familiar. Yeah. I grew up in North Dakota.
Can I say something to you?
Yeah, please.
I apologize. I attacked you. I attacked you. I said about your upper lip. Why don't you say something bad about my face, and then we'll be even.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, damn it. How about you?
That's the outside racial if he does that. Yeah. We're not that mean.
Why?
Well, we are, actually.
I also have a bit of a belly.
Yeah. What?
And my left thigh is smaller than my right thigh. I'm not symmetrical.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible.
You got an action. He'll tell you later.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Why did I laugh like that? That's my bad.
No, that's fine.
That was crazy. I laughed like that.
He acts like he's a Mr. Cripple over here. He's healthy as hell.
Everyone else laughs about it.
You seemed able-bodied to me.
Right, please join in.
Yeah.
For the most part, I am.
Okay, good. Yeah, you seem very good.
Able-bodied.
I also have a tendency to talk out of the side of my mouth. I noticed that on video the other day.
Did you have a stroke?
It looks like it.
But you've always talked that way to me.
I know.
I never think anything different.
That's North Dakota speak.
That's it.
No, it's just lazy.
Yeah. Well, how is that?
Really have to move
it's just what you do, man. I don't think it's even I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah. Well, I was at the airport when I landed. I saw Asians I've never seen before.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Usually I go to New York, I can go, that's Filipino. But that dude's Japanese.
Got it.
I saw ones that are like, what is it?
How do you discern the difference?
Explain the difference.
You smell it. It's a smell. I do it based on smell.
Like a Filipino, a Korean.
Filipino smell like pineapple juice and boar.
Okay.
Boar.
And boar.
Specifically,
that'd be Hawaiian, right?
Oh, no, not boring boar. Like the animal.
That's what I thought.
B-O-A-R.
Yeah, there you go. Is that how you smell it?
Yep.
Oh, good.
Okay, are you Chinese?
That's the rudest thing I've ever heard in my life. First of all, I'll tell you something. I'm white. I have jaundice. I'm a sick white guy.
No, that's Pete Lee. Bobby Lee. Pete Lee was here last week.
Oh,
Pete Lee, he's got an Asian name, and he's obviously
two
not
Lees
Asian.
In a row.
Yeah, that's right. Really, what?
I'm Korean.
Korean. Got it.
Do you have those out here?
Yeah, there's Koreans here.
I could be whatever you want me to be.
No, but I can't.
I'll bind my feet, walk on your back. I don't care. I'm like Mitch McCollum's wife. What's her name? Elaine Chao.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you like her?
Yes.
I don't know how she...
You know Mitch... Yeah. You like Mitch McConnell's wife?
No. Who is she?
She's like a congresswoman. She's like a...
McConnell's wife. Yeah. She's dirty.
She's out of his league, don't you think?
No, she's a criminal. I don't want to talk about her. She's owns a big company and takes money. She's a criminal. Screw her.
Yeah.
How'd they meet?
Probably at
Thailand.
He probably paid for it.
Lobbyist function.
Oh, you're Korean. So if you land and you see a Korean guy, you'll know that. Tell us the difference between you tell us, since you're the Asian guy.
Yeah.
How can you pick, not just by smell, by looks?
Well, Japanese people are very aggressive, but in a quiet way.
Got it.
Right? Because they like to oppress.
Got it.
They oppressed Korea for a very long time.
They did, right?
Yeah. But now, after World War II, they created Godzilla. We're all good.
Doesn't explain the looks.
Yeah.
Can you tell by the looks?
It's a smell. I told you it's a smell. They smell like wasabi and aggression.
What's Korean smell like?
Untrustworthiness. I hate Koreans. I really do. My parents were so mean.
Yeah.
Who laughed like that? Why'd you laugh like that?
Because you're Korean.
Because he likes
Koreans.
Kimchi.
Right.
Yeah. You said you hate Koreans.
How about a Thai person or a Cambodian? Are there subtle differences?
No. Well, I don't know. That's very specific. Because they're all people that are from the... I prefer Thai and Vietnamese and Cambodians.
Okay.
Because I like machetes and, you know what I mean? And I like... I really do. You know, I like the music, you know?
Yeah.
It's cool. Yeah. I love the movies. Platoon's a great movie.
Yeah.
Right? And I also served in Nam. I was a baby. I was a grenade baby. But I was a coward. I never really pulled the pin. But what's up, dude? You know what? I gave you a couple of compliments earlier. What's your name again?
Nick.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
You good?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I go, I asked you some questions, but it didn't seem like you were that curious about me.
Well, he's probably afraid of you now.
Yeah.
You seem kind of aggressive, Bob.
I am.
and for this show, we're used to being aggressive. That's no big deal.
Yeah.
I'm glad you jumped right in.
So it's not a personal thing. We don't have a war or beef or anything like that.
No, he's just
not at all.
He's tired.
Yeah. He performed at your club last night. Yeah, he performed last night there.
He was at the club last night. Now he's up and at him.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Can I say something about you? I like white dudes that look like you.
No, thank you.
You're very trustworthy. You're like Schindler. No, like a guy, like if I was in an internment camp, he would slide sandwiches underneath the fence. That's what you seem like.
Yeah.
You not so much.
No?
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. I'm kind that way.
Oh, you are?
I would slip his hand.
The other way around, Nick looks more like the Nazi than Todd does.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh.
He's not.
I just keep it on the inside.
Everybody here is pretty... Yeah, exactly.
I think all of our ethnic origins are pretty Aryan.
Yeah, pretty Aryan.
Oh, really?
Pretty Aryan.
Yeah, man. But you know what? We are all one people. You know, we're all the same species.
Exactly. You got a woman? Do you like white women? Or do you like Asian women?
Oh man, I used to do white women. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I used to date them. I mean,
yeah.
But every white girl though, it's like, you know, you meet them, it's normal, but then you go to their house and there's something weird going on.
Okay.
Like you go over and everything's bamboo. There's an Enter the Dragon poster on the thing.
Oh, they're into it.
Right. There's like, and so then they always say a story like, in the '70s, my dad used to take me to kung fu movie festivals.
Oh, so whereas it's a fetish for them.
Yeah, and then they wear like extra eyeliner. To make it seem like. So then after a while.
So then you know you're just a fetish.
Yeah, I don't want to be a fetish. It's weird.
Oh, you don't care? I wouldn't care.
Well, you probably didn't care for sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool to be. There is something about maybe initially when you're a small little ethnic guy, when you first hook up with a white girl, there is a bit of a victory. I'm sorry for saying that.
That's okay, man. You can say that.
But you look up at the sky and go, hey. You know what I mean? Because a lot of dudes can't do that.
So if you go to their house and they don't have a fetish that's visible, then you're excited about it. Hey, they like me for me.
Yeah, but that's never happened in my whole life. There's always something.
It's always something.
I had
Asian
a Taekwondo
fetish.
Class and I had a crush on my teacher or whatever.
Or my instructor.
There's always a story.
Always a story.
Yeah, so now I'm dating a Filipino that I have a podcast with. Her name is Kalila, and I met her on Tinder.
Is she a funny, or you just gave her a podcast to help her out?
Yeah. I want to be real for a second.
Yeah, sure.
Not listening. Yeah. It's okay.
No, for the first time in my life, I can say that I met a woman that literally changed my life.
Oh, good for you, man.
She, when I met her, I couldn't get anything going in my career. I literally couldn't get any auditions.
All right.
No one in L.A. wanted to hire me, and I was even thinking about getting out of show business.
Really?
Yeah, but then I met her on Tinder.
How long ago was this?
7 years ago.
Okay.
And since I met her, she reinvented my career.
She did?
Yeah, just by changing certain habits that I had.
What were your bad
habits?
Being
proactive.
Got it. Instead of being lazy.
No, it's not even being lazy. Yeah. It's just like, you know, you know, there's a lot of rejection in the business.
Right.
And then what you do is it hurts, right? You take it personally, and then you don't, want to put yourself in those situations because it hurts. But she got my mind around taking risks again, and big risks, you get big rewards. And so I would go up to Judd Apatow, like I was on Love.
Yeah.
But I would, and I go, hey, I know you're doing a new show. Do you mind if I audition? Which was something that I would never do. And he goes, yeah, read. And I read and I got it.
We saw. Okay. I didn't see all of Love. Where are you in that?
Yeah, I love that series.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. I was in six episodes.
See, okay, that's
really,
fine, man.
It's so hurtful.
No, that's fine. No,
it really hurts my feelings.
No, I liked it. I literally saw three episodes, and I didn't go back, but I loved it.
Your character. I see yeah. all
Did you see me on Grey's Anatomy?
Yes.
I was a lady.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't watch that. Yeah. But I watched Love.
My wife and daughter watched
that. Thank you. Finally got it. Thank you. It's a Sandra Oh joke. Thank you so much. I really like you now.
You Sandra Oh, right?
Yeah. So then what else? She also...
Is she your wife now?
No, I haven't done that.
Okay, see, the internet said otherwise when I was looking
at it. Yeah, sometimes they say on the internet.
They say you were married in 2016. That's a lie.
No, we never, 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 never.
She changed my life, but I ain't going to marry her. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's also, one day she went to Guitar Center and bought a bunch of podcast equipment.
Okay.
And she just set it up, and she's like, we're doing a podcast. And I go, no one's going to listen.
Yeah.
And now, a lot of people listen. I make great money doing it, and it kind of reinvented my career. So
you do it once a week, or what?
I do it once a week. Okay. I just had Dice on.
Oh yeah, Dice. Okay. All right.
And then I just had Tiffany Haddish.
Okay.
So I've had Craig Ferguson, Jordan Peele. And I've had a lot of great people in
some
it.
Stars on.
Yeah. So what?
A-listers.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say, because I knew Tiffany when she was a kid. Yeah. I knew Jordan when he had no money. They're usually people that.
But you didn't know Dice. You didn't know Dice when he's poor.
No, but I knew Dice when not a lot of things were going on.
Got it. Got
right.
It.
This is after MTV, and he got kicked out of CNN and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right.
And so, I knew him then, and he was very gracious. Mm-hmm. And I love Kalila so very much.
Oh,
yeah.
Why don't you marry her then?
because I don't know how to. I've never done that before.
Never been married.
I've never. That's I don't know fine. How to propose.
You gotta get that right.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
we've bitched about that for years.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what?
You gotta make a production out of that.
Yeah. But now that you said that, I've made a decision. I am going to do it.
No, you're not.
Yes, I. What?
Yeah. You didn't make the decision on our show.
I just did.
Okay.
No, because you said it twice.
Yes.
And I literally went, I got in denial about it,
right.
and then my defenses came up.
All right.
And then for a split second, I was just like, why not do it?
All right. Well, I hope it works out
for you. Yeah. I get excited. That's why.
Does her family like you?
Oh, dude.
Beginning.
No, not in the beginning.
Because you're nuts. And you're fun, but you're nuts. And
if they're
not in show business, they don't understand that crap.
Well, first of all, they all have to see me naked. Well, I call it the Korean hello.
So you've shown your mother-in-law your junk.
No, I just walk around the house naked, and they come over, and then they eventually they become immune to it.
Yeah.
And then they like it, so it's normal, right?
Yeah, I guess.
What do you mean?
For you, it would be.
Yeah.
Do you normally walk around the house naked?
I walk around life naked.
Okay.
Well, we've seen you and Bert get naked.
I have really no problems with it.
Okay.
Because, can I talk about my penis or not?
Yes.
I
said that way too quickly. I didn't mean it that way.
I've never had anyone respond like that before in my life. Thank you so much.
You're enthusiastic, Tyler.
Yeah.
God, I was hoping you'd ask that.
I know a scallop had a penis.
Yeah. Scallops do have penises. The thing is that growing up, I had such shame over the way I looked and my body. And then
you grew up with all white people. Any Asians in your school?
Yeah, there was maybe three.
Three, guys.
Right? And like I couldn't get any girls back then.
Yeah.
And I was ashamed. But then one day I just said, forget it. I'm just going to, because my penis is, Chris D'Elia, everyone's seen it.
Oh, D'Elia's seen
and
it.
And I just vaguely, it's like, you remember E.T. when he was sick in the river?
Right.
where he was dying in the river?
Right.
Like if I pull it out, flowers die, the glow is gone. So my point is that it looks like a dying alien. Right? But then once,
But she likes it. She's your girlfriend.
Well, no, Kalila all women like mind. It because, oh. yeah, all women like it because now I like it.
Oh.
Right? When you.
It's
when
confidence.
You, yeah, when you look at your own situation and you're down about it.
Right.
But I put confidence on my kneecaps, all my parts of my body.
Right.
And I really truly believe I'm like the Asian Tom Hardy.
Oh.
Yeah. Like
Asian Tom Hardy.
I'm very sexy.
All right.
Right? And I say that in the mirror. I'm very sexy. Mm-hmm. I'm very sexy. And then you start believing it. And then all of a sudden, hey, lipless. All of a No, I'm sorry. I love you. I'm sorry. I love you. I had to attack you again.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, I realized that I do love myself. And I love the whole package. Because what am I going to do? This is
true.
Who I am.
That's true. You're a very funny guy.
So
that's
it's constant affirmation.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, and I do that with my career as well.
Yes.
You're funny. You're going to get it, you know. And I'll be honest with you. I'm having opportunities at my old age. Like, I auditioned last week for a Marvel.
You're not old.
No.
But I auditioned for a Marvel movie.
A Marvel movie?
And the only
you can say it out loud.
Did that go well?
Yeah, I signed a form, but it's fine.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I can say a Marvel movie.
What superhero is a small Asian guy?
I'm going to be Spider-Man.
Okay.
No. Scallop Man.
Yeah, Scallop Man. Yeah. No, but I no, it wasn't for it was just a part in
God,
it.
That's fine.
But you know, it's huge because you know I never used to get any auditions. I couldn't even get a Nickelodeon show audition. So it's like now I'm being seen for the biggest things, and so.
Well, first of all, I want to ask you that because you see, we weren't getting auditions, and we know a lot of people are out there. You have a look, you have a race that people. I mean, you fit a stereotype. You think they would use you a lot, and if they're just looking for that guy, we need a small, really, really
There's
funny
a lot
Asian
of that guy.
Guy
now.
Well, is there a lot of really small, funny Asian guys
well,
out there?
I mean, you have a whole new crop of kids coming up
Got
now.
Yeah.
And the thing is that because I was on Mad TV for so long.
Yes, you were.
There was a stigma to it. It felt like I had to take that burden off of my back.
Because it was a long time ago?
It was a long time ago.
But you were great on Mad TV.
Thank you.
Really, really funny.
Thank you, but I when I do radio or when I go on stage, I never say it.
You never bring it up anymore?
You know, I don't say it on my Instagram. I don't say it because it's like I've shaken that thing, and now... You know, there's a whole new – Joe Rogan and Mark Maron started it, but we're under their umbrella in terms of podcasting.
Got it, yeah.
And it kind of just, you know, reinvented my situation. So in that way, you know, I'm blessed. And it's not that easy because once you're out, you're out.
Yeah.
You really are. You can feel it. You know, you walk around. You don't get as many spots around town. And your agents and managers don't call you.
But the Mad TV proved you can act, and you're very funny on camera. I think that would help. But obviously, you
said that had to open up some doors.
No, I'm telling you right.
It really closed
some. Amy Poehler, right, was on SNL.
Yeah.
I was on the same amount of time on Mad.
Yeah.
When she got off of SNL, she got huge opportunities.
Right.
I literally nothing.
Man.
Right. And then, but what happened over the years? Is we have had guys that were on Mad that become successful.
Right.
Key and Peele.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mo Collins is on a Walking Dead show, right? Ike Barinholtz, Frank Caliendo. We've all kind of reinvented ourselves, and now Mad TV is a cool thing. You know, a cool thing. But but when we were on it and afterwards, it was like. Bad. It was a bad.
Yeah. I almost can see that now. I didn't. Yeah. I thought because everybody you mentioned there. Frank Caliendo's a friend of the show. He's been here a bunch of times, and you're right. They have you all kind of reinvented yourselves to move on with your lives.
Yeah. It's really
which
weird.
It's a shame you had to. Because like I said, it was a kick ass.
What's
show.
The difference was when you became confident with your penis? Did that
yeah.
Make all
you
the
know, but it's so funny that you say that. No. Yeah. Well, it's you know, it is a part of that. It's like you know, you can't let. You can't let jobs and all that stuff validate how you feel. It's an inside job, right?
Right.
So, you know, I have gotten to the point in my life where it's like, even if nothing happened, I have found happiness just by being me. And that's where you have – but all those struggles and the reinvention, I had to go through all that stuff to get to this place.
That's right.
That's
Bobby
all.
Lee. Quick break. Bobby Lee.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.